to check who wasn't always mad. Once upon a time he was a nice young man, twisted and corrupted by the fate of our existence.
It's early, and highly respected broadcaster Ray Easton has bought himself a great tasting coffee. Not that he'd know, because he's spilt the entire thing all over his computer.
Ooh. This is not good.
Hey.
Hello, is this IT?
Yeah.
I'm having issues with my computer.
Right.
It's slightly on fire.
Did you try turning it off and on again?
No, I have not.
Then turn it off and on again.
I would draw your attention to the fact once again that it is on fire.
Look, I've got a dozen other cases waiting for my expert advice, mate, so, you know.
Okay, okay. Jeez. Paulie, have you got a sec?
Sure.
Thanks, mate.
What's poppin', Ray?
Just stuff. You reckon you could turn this computer off for me?
But it's on fire.
Come on, Paulie. This'll be great content for the show. You can even broadcast live from the hospital.
Yeah. Well, here goes nothing. For content!
Nice.
There you go, Ray. Easy as.
Now, if you could just turn it back on.
Ray, I could get really hurt.
Don't worry, I'll look after you.
Are you trained in first aid?
I'm pretty good at mouth-to-mouth resuscitation.
Oh.
Unless the person is ugly, then I just kind of compliment them on having a great personality and call an ambulance.
All right, here I go.
Yes, that's it, Paulie. Oh, what do you know? The computer is working again. Talk about going above and beyond. That was amazing.
Thanks, Ray.
I'm talking about the tech with his amazing advice.
Is that all?
Thank you. You're a genius.
If ever happens again...
Turn it off and on?
Don't call me.
Oh.
Attention station employees, this is your general manager, Frank. Due to ongoing issues with the bathroom plumbing, we've replaced the flushing toilets with squat toilets, like they have at Asia, which are basically just holes in the ground. And if anyone wants, by the way, to rent some office space, the level below ours is renting out cheap for some reason. Oh, and Ray, please come and see me ASAP as possible. Thank you.
Frank, what's happening?
I'll tell you what isn't happening. SAG FM Sports with Darren Chockers, that's what. He quit.
What? Did he even say why?
No, but he muttered something about how retiling spas costs a lot more than money, whatever that means.
Vinny from Vinny's Tiles. This whole thing stinks of that floor-covering fascist.
Well, whatever the reason, now that we've lost Chockers, if we want to be the number one station, Ray, we're going to have to rely on our team. A team of enthusiastic and dedicated people who believe in this radio station.
We're screwed.
So screwed. That's why tomorrow we're putting on a sausage sizzle for listeners down at the park.
A barbie? Good. Will there be a healthy vegetarian option?
Yes.
Bearing in mind that tomato sauce doesn't count as a healthy vegetarian option.
It's rich in vitamin yum.
Duh, I knew it. I won't even bother asking about gluten-free options. I mean, I love meat and probably gluten too, whatever the hell gluten is. But newsflash, Frank, this is 2018.
All right, I'll make sure there's some fancy veggie hipster food there too. You think I'm a daggy old guy who's out of touch, don't you, Ray? Well, you're wrong. So why do you go fax someone who cares?
Calm down, Frank. Don't get your slacks in a shambles. So I'm guessing this little event at the park also features me broadcasting from there live?
Uh-huh. Trust me, Ray, the sound of sizzling sausages is like a siren's call to listeners. In fact, last night I stayed up into the wee hours crunching the numbers, and what I found is that barbecue send our audience numbers sky high.
Really? I'm actually impressed with your work ethic, Frank. Staying up late at home doing all this work.
Thank you. I've been taking 6-hour power naps under my desk every day, which makes it pretty hard to go to sleep at night.
And the number crunching?
Oh, I've accidentally stood on my calculator.
I'll be off unless you want to embarrass yourself further.
No, I'm good.
All right.
Actually, I think I've still got calculator bits in my shoe.
Oh, it's it. I can hear it in there.
SAG FM. SAG FM. SAG FM.
SAG FM doing it for a Monday down here at Queen's Park. Come down and say please to meet you and grab a bit of brekkie from the barbie with the chef supreme, Paulie the intern. How's it going, Paulie? Looks like a vegan's worst nightmare over there.
Pretty much, Ray. Beef, chicken, lamb, fish. There's so many different animals on my grill. It's like a trip to the zoo with every mouthful. Hey, where's everyone going? Don't you guys like the zoo?
This is SAG FM. We'll be back with more after the break. I might come over and grab some of that roast chicken, Paulie. Smells amazing.
Hey, are you the radio guy? You're the radio guy, aren't you? Yeah?
Yes.
Hey, thanks for shouting us brekkie.
No problems, mate. I hope you're enjoying it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's good.
Hang on. What are you doing?
Sorry?
You've got two chicken breasts on your plate. Two.
Yeah, I like the breast. It's my favourite.
Yeah, it's everyone's favourite. That's why you have to just take one and leave some for other people.
Right, well...
You know, we could have a doctor rocking up to this barbecue who's taken time out from his busy schedule of curing cancer back at the lab, comes up, can't get any chicken breast, goes hungry. So he goes back to the lab hungry, can't concentrate. He's like, oh, I'm so hungry, I can't even concentrate. So he can't cure cancer. And now we've got no cure for cancer because you're just quietly out here just double-breasting your brains out.
Okay.
No, mate, no one double-breasts. You just take one.
Right.
Anyway, thanks for coming out. Hope you have a great day. And thanks for listening to SAG FM.
Yep.
Excuse me, Ray.
Hi, pleased to meet you.
You don't remember me, do you?
Wait, Lisa Jennings, who I used to work with at Zap FM?
There you go. I thought for a second all those beers at the 2008 Zap FM Christmas party had wiped out your memory.
Yeah, it's all coming back to me now. You were my secret Santa, and I told you my secret, that for most of my life I had a fear of flying.
Yeah, I don't think you fully understood the concept of Secret Santa.
Yeah, well, I don't have a fear of flying anymore. I mean, the only reason I had a fear of flying in the first place was because for a long time I thought that movie Snakes on a Plane was a documentary. I should have known better, really. I mean, not many wildlife documentaries star Samuel L. Jackson shooting at the actual wildlife and calling the wildlife motherfucker. Anyway, that night, didn't we get a room together?
I didn't know the top of a photocopier qualified as a room. Anyway, the thing is, that moment of passion on the cannon, and I do mean moment, it wasn't the end of it.
I didn't want that to be the end either, but you moved away and...
No, what I mean is, see that kid over there?
What, the kid on the swing over there? What about... Hang on a minute. Are you telling me that boy is my son?
Your son? God, no. He's not your son.
Oh, thank God.
No, your son is the one behind him pushing. Ray? Ray, are you okay? Ray?
I'm a dad. That's it. My life's over. I'm going to start complaining about how everyone looks at their phones too much. Technically, all my genes are now dad genes. When someone says, oh, I'm thirsty, I'll reply, hi, thirsty, I'm Ray. I'll buy a people mover, then drive around the suburbs explaining how there never used to be any houses out here.
Oh. Ray, wake up. Ray, Ray.
Christ, Paulie, quit it. What the hell are you pouring on my face?
In the movies, they use smelling salts on people who fainted, but all I had was this thing of sacks of table salt. So I just poured some of that on you.
Get away from me.
You're welcome.
I just found out that I'm a...
Dad? Hi.
Oh, hello, mate. I'm Ray. What's your name?
Jason.
Pleased to meet you, Jason. What's shaking?
You, by the look of it. Are you okay?
Yeah, I guess so. Maybe not. Will you excuse me for a moment? I'm sorry.
Sure.
I have a son?
Ray.
How could you just disappear without telling me that you're pregnant?
I didn't mean it to happen. At the time, I was in a pretty bad headspace. Then one day at a train station, I met this cool guy with dreadlocks, and he gave me something that changed everything.
Head lice?
A leaflet that said a bunch of stuff about a better way of life. I was vulnerable, so I fell for it. Next thing I knew, I'd swap the rat race for fresh air and freaks at a commune in Malden.
Where's Malden?
Victoria.
Oh.
By the time I found out I was pregnant with Jason, it was too late. The cult wouldn't let us have contact with the outside world.
What about family members? Surely you could contact them?
Contact with family wasn't allowed.
Hmm. Can I have a look at that leaflet if you still have it?
What for?
I want to join that cult temporarily, just like over December. Being unable to see my relatives or family over the festive season would be a Christmas miracle.
You think this is a joke?
Sorry. One of my problems is always thinking that being inappropriate is appropriate. Look, at least there's a happy ending. You guys did escape.
I was scared out of my mind, but I had to get us away from that place for Jason's sake. The weird part is in some ways we're worse off. We have no money, no car, and no home. We're staying at a cheap motel.
Let me help. I'll loan you some money just until you get back on your feet.
You'd do that for us?
Of course. I'm Jason's dad. And you're my secret Santa. How much do you need?
Would 20,000 be okay?
Jeez. Polly, bring that salt shaker back over here. I feel like I'm going to faint again. 20 grand?
I know it seems like a lot, but it's only a loan. I'm going for a job interview next week, but without a car, I don't think I'll get it. And Jason needs to enrol in a good school and receive some tutoring to help him catch up. As you can imagine, the schooling from the education system is better than anything you can get from cults.
Yeah, they're a bunch of cults.
Sorry, excuse me. 20 seconds till you're back on air, Ray.
No, let's just forget it. I knew
this
was a mistake.
No, I said I'd help you, and that's what I'm going to do. Here's my card. Take it. Call me later. See you, Jason.
Later, Dad.
Oh, look at him. He likes his barbecue chook just like his old man. Don't you double breast on me, boy. I didn't raise you to be a double breaster. Well, I didn't raise you at all, but don't double breast. SAG FM, this is Ray, and I've been hanging around the park. All above board, Greg, nothing saucy, apart from the condiments at our barbecue, that is.
Classic stuff, Ray. Now I know why my wife always used to listen to you every day. She really loved you.
Thanks, Greg. Has she passed away?
Oh, no, she just prefers Spotify now.
Oh, that's a shame. Spotify is good for music, but she's missing out on all the other stuff that FM radio has to offer. Time for a 10-minute long commercial break.
Are you ready to take your fitness and feeling of superiority to the next level?
Uh-huh.
Then why not become a personal trainer?
Yay!
A personal trainer degree from Fabricated Learning can be downloaded in 1 minute, and it's perfect for making us money. I mean, making you into a personal trainer. Lessons include how to get the most out of your client at the gym.
Give me 200.
What? 200 reps?
No, 200 a month is how much you're paying me. Use that anger. That's it. Feel that deep burn in your wallet.
Putting the personal into personal trainer.
Come on. Having kids has left your stomach all lifeless and saggy. We're going to get that pre-baby bod back.
But I don't have any kids.
You'll love the personal trainer degree from Fabricated Learning. But don't take our word for it. Listen to these reviews.
No positive reviews available at time of recording.
Ray with you, but only for one more tune, and then I'm out of here. What do you reckon, Adam? Down tools early and put your feet up on the work computer?
Well, I'm not sure that'd go down too well, Ray.
What do you do for a living, Adam?
Oh, I'm an air traffic controller.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. Forget what I said about putting your feet up on the work computer, Adam.
Yeah.
Please don't do that.
Yeah, no, it wouldn't be good.
Folks, I am exhausted. I'm going to go home and crash. I'll see you tomorrow. Crash. I shouldn't have said crash, Adam.
No.
Go soft or go home. Soft Adult Grooves. SAG FM.
You are my sunshine on a rainy day.
Hello, Lisa.
Hi, Ray. What are you up to?
I'm leaving the bank now. I just transferred that $20,000 into your account.
Oh, my God, Ray. Thank you. I can't tell you how much this means to me. I'll pay you back, I promise.
All good. All good. Hey, would you mind if I took Jason out somewhere?
Yeah, you two should get to know each other. He'd love that.
Oh, thanks. Is he there?
Yeah. You want me to put him on?
That'd be great.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, mate. What's up?
Nothing much. Just watching The Voice. I think I do well on The Voice.
Wow, I guess I'll get to know all your hidden talents from now on. I didn't know you could sing.
Nah, I'm terrible at singing. But hello, I escaped from a cult. Ultimate backstory.
Oh, yes, being held prisoner by a cult would almost be an unfair advantage on The Voice. Do you want to go to Aladdin the Musical with me?
Are you kidding? That would be awesome.
Okay, cool. I'll come and pick you up.
Okay.
This is Old School FM, playing all the old school tracks. If you could go back in time, would you go back to when these songs were hits? Me? I'd go back in time to my girlfriend's last birthday and not give her that vacuum cleaner as a present. You know, the long tubes on those vacuum cleaners are quite invasive in the right hands. Speaking of things getting jammed, here's another jam. Old School FM.
I come and go like a rah-rah-rah. They don't want the tubi going nah-nah-nah. I'm coming back with the money in the bag. The rule is in my lap, yeah, I'm running for the
cash. Okay, Jason, you're set? You ready to go into the theatre?
How come we're going in through the fire exit? And why are you dressed like that?
Well, I recently gave away a large sum of money, so I'm a bit too broke to pay for tickets. My plan is to sneak us in for free by dressing like a theatre usher. How do I look?
Dad, I think that's a costume for the R&B singer usher.
Really? I thought it was a bit blingy. They don't normally wear gold chains, do they? That fancy dress store ripped me off. I hate dishonest people. Oh, well, there goes sneaking in. Let's see if my credit card can handle one more hit. How'd you like that, Jason? I thought the show was pretty epic.
Yeah.
I thought it was really clever how they customised the story for Australia.
Like the bit where the genie moved to Queensland because a four-bedroom house in Brisbane cost him less than a one-bedroom lamp in Sydney.
All right, let's get you home to your mum. I had fun.
Me too. Ray, I just want you to know, No matter what happens, you've got a good heart.
Yeah, you've got a good heart too, mate. Come on, we got to go. I'm going to be late for a meeting with my manager, Angela.
Hi, Ray. How did the show go today?
I don't know. You tell me. You're my manager. Shouldn't you be listening to my show?
I was busy doing manager stuff. We got the artwork back for the CD you're releasing, the one with all your hilarious gotcha calls.
But we didn't come up with a name for it yet, so...
Sure we did. You said you wanted to call it 26 People Tell Ray to Fuck Off.
No, I was joking when I said that. Let me see. Oh, my God, you've actually physically printed them up as 26 People Tell Ray to Fuck Off. Can we change this?
Oh, too late. The CDs are already in the shops.
Oh, well, it's a good thing that nobody buys CDs anymore.
Ray, are you okay? You seem a bit off.
Yeah, I've got some personal stuff going on.
You know, if you ever want to talk about anything, I'm here for you.
Thanks, but yeah, I'll be fine.
Phew, thank God. I'm terrible at giving advice to people about their personal lives. Take my niece, for example. She still liked her ex-boyfriend. So I said, look, on social media, you're allowed to follow people. So surely in real life, you're allowed to follow people too. Logical, right?
No.
You sound just like the judge.
Uh-oh. What happened to your niece?
Poor girl. Ended up going to prison in some place called Malden.
Wait, what did you just say?
She went to a women's prison in Malden, Victoria.
The commune in Malden. The commune in Malden. The commune in Malden.
I gotta go.
Ray! Ray!
No, I'll call you.
We can change the name from 26 People Tell Ray to Fuck Off to something more positive if that's the issue.
No.
What about only slightly more than 20 People Tell Ray to Fuck Off?
No! Lisa! Jason! Open up! Lisa! Hello?
Can I help you, sir?
You work at this motel?
Yeah, I'm on the front desk.
Have you seen the people who were staying in this room? It was a woman and a boy.
If they're the people I'm thinking of, they already checked out and left.
What? Are you sure?
Excuse me, sir. Are you Ray Easton?
Yes, mate, but I'm not doing autographs right now.
I'd like a word with you. I'm Sergeant Banks, Australian Federal Police. You are under arrest for aiding and abetting a wanted fugitive.
Oh, look at that. I found a pen. To my favourite fed.
Sir, please refrain from writing on my bulletproof vest.
No autograph, huh? Oh, I know. How about a SAG FM t-shirt? I think I've got one here. There you go. I wake up with SAG. You'd like that, wouldn't you? You'd wake up with a bit of SAG. I've got female ones too. Here, perfect for the missus. She'd listen to us. She'd be a bit saggy. Eh? Please don't tase me.
Next time on Battle Stations.
Don't leave me in this filthy cell. I'm this close to giving this prison a bad Google review. Oh.
This is Acast Recommends. Every week we pick one of our favorite shows, and this is one we think you're gonna love.
God bless everybody. I'm Corey Cambridge, host of OPP, which stands for Other People's Podcast. On OPP, I sit down and interview America's top podcasters to learn more about them, the dope shows they created. In every episode, they even share with me their top three favorite podcasts. Check out my latest episode with Aaron Almond Updike and Aaron Welsh, host of the amazing podcast, by searching OPP with Corey Cambridge on Apple, Spotify, and wherever else you listen to podcasts.
Acast is home to the biggest podcasts from the U.S. and around the world. Subscribe to this show and hundreds more now via Acast or wherever you get your podcasts.